Toilet paper has become a hot commodity throughout the coronavirus pandemic, with it seeming to fly off store shelves faster than it can be restocked. KYW's Justin Udo talked with a local toilet paper factory worker about what they're doing to try to keep up with the demand.
For much of his life, Edwin Stout worked as a teacher, but now the blind 76-year-old PhD is in a different line of work.
Making toilet paper, I'm glad to do it because it's providing something in a time when providing something means a difference.
Stout is a packer at the Keystone Blind Association's toilet paper factory in Chester, Delaware County. And since the coronavirus pandemic hit the states, he says there's been no shortage of work.
We've gone to double shifts 6 days a week in order to provide the tractor trailers what they need.
He says they usually supply toilet paper to state colleges and prisons, but he suspects that now it's helping others as well. That's because they're filling more than double the trailers they usually do.
Instead of doing one or two a week, we're doing more like 3 to 5.
Stout says there are just 11 workers in their factory, but they're making the best of a tough situation.
I'm glad to have work. The people that we meet, many of them are not even working.
He says the virus is keeping them from hiring more workers, but he's sure they can keep up with the ever-growing workload. Justin Udo, KYW News Radio.